Proclamation number 7198 of 31st of October, 1958. Reformers. Desire for truth. Right thinking. As long as you humans are filled with a profound desire for truth, you can also be certain that the truth will be conveyed to you. Because I bless every person who has an inherent desire for truth or who allows it to arise within himself. Then my spirit will inevitably start to work in him, which is now granted the right by the person himself to express itself. For desire for truth is an inner questioning which does not remain without an answer. And there would truly not be so much error in the world if people desire to stand in truth. But their indifference gives access to error which originates from my adversary and can slip in where there is no defense, precisely through an earnest desire for truth. The latter is a strong protection against wrong thinking. And thus the purification of an educated teaching will only ever be possible when this desire for truth prevails in a person who makes it his task to separate truth from error. He will wage war against error and lies and fight it out with inner certainty because his thinking is enlightened by his zeal for truth. For I myself am the truth, and anyone who wants to fight with me and for me will certainly have my support. I will not let him walk in error or encourage renewed error, for he is my representative, not a representative of my adversary. And if people want to claim that pure truth will never be proclaimed, that error is always mixed in even with those who intend to represent pure truth, it has to be counted that the sincere desire for truth and the intention to be active for me and my kingdom as true representatives of truth is also the surest protection against erroneous views. Such a truth founder will be protected. But what his followers will make of the pure truth again first has to be examined, for as soon as the same desire for truth does not prevail in them, a gap is already open through which the adversary can slip in and let erroneous thoughts flow in again, and then very quickly a pure seed, as it originated from me, will be contaminated again and weeds will spring up again where that seed was sown. From this it can be seen that every reformer can pursue the best aims, that he can also carry out a temporary cleansing of educated teachings and thus the pure truth from me can replace a completely defaced teaching again, but that again and again my adversary is offered the opportunity to find shelter, so that even lukewarmness and indifference can result in misunderstandings or wrong interpretations, and after a short time the same deplorable state of affairs can prevail as before. And only a sincere desire for truth will ever be the guarantee for correctly guided thinking, so that no person needs to walk in error, but everyone who desires to know the truth may know that he is guided by me and led to the truth. For he protects himself from erroneous influence, he recognizes error as such, and he will only ever accept right thoughts because I enlighten his spirit, as well as I myself as the eternal truth can also express myself through a person's desire in him through my spirit. It is so easy to recognize the truth if only the right path is taken, the path to the eternal truth itself. Yet it is seldom taken because people are satisfied with what they possess, but which has not remained unaltered, even though it originally came forth from me as truth. People's indifference towards the truth has itself resulted in these falsifications, and people's will must also strive for the truth itself. Only then will it be conveyed to them again by me myself and also recognized by those who demand truth. Amen.